the moment, the number of Somali refugees in the region is still over 1 million. It's just over 1 million, at 1,003,000. So the figure hasn't changed significantly over the last number of months. What we are seeing is, you know, some increased arrivals, particularly in the Dalawado camp in Ethiopia.
In light of some of the recent successes against al-Shabaab, there's still so many refugees and so many people still living in a crisis situation. Why is that?
The figure is an historical one. So you're looking at the numbers that have been there over many years in the region. For example, in the Dab camp, where it's about 470,000 Somali refugees, many of those who have been there since the early 1990s. Also, what we're seeing, our colleagues in Dalawado camp in Ethiopia are telling us, is that new arrivals have almost tripled per week in recent weeks. And what people are citing is insecurity in certain areas from where they're fleeing, and also difficulties, say, if people are farmers or agro-pastoralists, they're having difficulties due to the weather, and therefore they're crossing over to seek assistance.
I understand that 1 in 3 Somalis is in urgent need of humanitarian assistance. What are the needs at this time?
They need the basic things. They need shelter, because even when people are displaced from one part of Somalia to another, they often flee without anything. So what they are looking for is anything from basic rudimentary shelter, which is a plastic sheet, up to transitional shelter, which would be something more sturdy with wood and corrugated iron. And in certain parts of Somalia, we are even providing, you know, permanent housing. Also, people are in need of basics, just basic food distributions, whether that's in, you know, wet feeding, where meals are provided in certain places by certain partners, or just like a general food distribution of dry food rations, where the displaced people can then cook their own food. And also, of course, people need access to clean water. So again, partners all across IDP camps and settlements are working to put in, you know, access to water pumps and to boreholes, etc.
What is the condition of the children? How are they faring, and are they able to go to school?
Education is always difficult within the Somali context, but we do have partners who are providing what was known as vocational education, because often the problem is that children are not enrolled in the formal education system from an early age. So even if they do have access to education through UNHCR and its partners, they don't have a basis of formal education, a basis in literacy or numeracy. So, for example, partners such as GCPD, Mama Hawa, who's our Nansen Refugee Award laureate, they provide vocational training. So they take young girls, for example, and they teach them usable skills where they can learn a living, such as sewing and tailoring. And they also take young boys and they teach them skills such as carpentry and welding and so on. So even in the absence of a formal education, as you and I may know with numeracy and literacy, people are still able to get some formal training so that they can contribute to society.
Taking a look at the recent fact sheet that you all just put out, I see here that Somalia generates the third highest number of refugees in the world, and that's third to Afghanistan and Iraq. Do you see the situation changing anytime soon within this coming year?
Well, obviously, there's a brighter outlook and optimism for Somalia over the last few months and indeed over the last year. But as I said, in certain parts, we're still seeing people crossing over the border for assistance into Ethiopia. The number has somewhat stabilized. Some of that is to do with verification exercises in the various refugee camps. But I think the message that we really want to put forward is that with all the various situations that are ongoing at the moment around Africa and around the world, that Somalia still needs the attention of the global community and the global donor community, because while Somalia may have turned the corner, so to speak, it will still need assistance so that there isn't an increase or a change, increased refugee outflows in the years to come.